Within the past year, Brunswick County Schools have attempted to ban two novels, The Color Purple and The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian. Novelist Clyde Edgerton is no stranger to such censorship. His first two novels were challenged, and his third novel, The Floatplane Notebooks, was briefly banned from a Virginia high school. Edgerton has followed the local book debate.
I have heard of the coincidence that, I say coincidence with quotes around it, that some of these books are by people of color. They're not by white men who managed to get by. You know, what's kind of distressing to me is to hear people say, I haven't read the book, but I don't want anybody else to read it. I don't want children to read it.
Edgerton, who has children of his own, says that parents should have a say in what their children read, but that it should be on a case-by-case basis, not a school-wide ban. When appealing to the Brunswick County Board of Education, challengers of both The Color Purple and The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian cited vulgar language, violence, racism, and references to sexual behavior. Isabel Shepherd, WHQR News.